All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're actually back with... Let's fix that, too. Yeah, we can bring that down. All right, we're back with where it all began for another hour. Let's go get started. And here I thought she'd knock me out. Ooh, too fast. And here I thought she'd knock me out, not herself. It breaks my heart to see her like this. I was sure she's gonna rip me in. Too much. Here. Seeing her vulnerable like this is probably because of the events playing in together. I'll do everything I can to help you. Her brow twitches and her expression turns slightly serious. I know what you're thinking. Let me make sure we are recording. We are. Okay. Let's have a check, because I don't want a repeat. I promise, I won't just leave. Really, I promise. And I brought her with me. I hope that's okay. Helen nods and gives you a faint smile. You and I should have dinner soon. Just us two. You might remember back in the old days when you and I used to order a pizza at 1 in the morning, because we couldn't finish a puzzle. You let out a laugh. And when you had to explain to the teachers why I was so tired. Okay. I'm so glad to see you. I've missed you so much, or it's so good to see you. Hey, I've got to see Leah. I'll be back in 10 minutes, all right? She nods. How did it go? She lost consciousness and plopped to the floor. Then she hugged me and started crying. Yeah, you were always her favorite. I expected her to beat me up. Leah slightly shakes her head. It'll happen eventually. Depends on how long you'll stay. She's going to flip sooner or later. That shouldn't surprise you. Helen usually doesn't forgive. She still looks amazing for her age. She looked better before her favorite chose to abandon her. You're really into this guilt trip, huh? I haven't even started. You look old. Fuck off, asshole. But I still cannot wrap my head around something. There has to be more to it. To what? Why'd you call me? Speaking to Monica. Nah, that's not just it. I've got no other reason to call you. Cut the act. What else is there? Nothing. Liar. You can't lie to me. I know you too well. You know nothing about me. To me, you're just some guy I used to know. You and I both know this isn't the truth. But if it makes you happy, keep the act up. But I don't believe a single word you say. And I couldn't give less of a fuck. You stare at each other with a serious glare. Hey! Miro observes you as you enter the room. Hey! How did it go? Leah's more hostile than I expected her to be, considering the fact that she called me. Dylan and Helen seem to be taking it much better. In short, everything's good? More or less. I'm happy for you. I'll have to talk to a girl named Monica tomorrow. I'll come with you. Your mini brain might miss some clues. There's something you need to know about me and Monica. I'm all ears. We've had sex before. I suspected it when it said, and you said need to know her about, let's try that again. That's it. I suspected it when you said need to know about her and me. And why exactly do I need to know about it? She's a cop, and she might shoot me. What did you do? We were at Katrina's birthday party and I had sex with her on the kitchen table. Shortly after my climax, I had a moment of clarity and realized who I really wanted. So I just left her there, cream pie on the table, then suddenly half the party bursts into the kitchen and sees her, cum dripping. Good lord. Oh my god, you're such an asshole. How could you do that to her? And it was her first time, too. Wow, you deserve to be shot. I'm really sorry for what I did to her. You should be. I'll be right back. Where are you going? I'll take a quick look around the house. I don't know if you should do that. Why? Do not go down the route of regret. That's a few years too late. And this is why. No. Uh-huh. I want to be the big one. I'm older. You're only a little older. See, I'm older, so I get to play the big one. Well, who am I? This BB. BB is pronounced BB. It was made up by kids to describe something baby-like. But it's so BB. Yes, because you're a BB. I don't want to be the BB every time. BB's gonna be BB's. I'm not a BB anymore. Leah, block his grapple. Are you going to let him beat him up like that? Beat you up like that or whatever? Sorry. I was just about to break them up. Suddenly you remember something old. You jog to the nearby forest. Hold on. I could probably do something else with this.
You can call my name, I'll be there, don't be afraid. I won't move.
There's no speech. Now it's official. You sit down on the cold, slightly wet ground. Ah! Fuck, I slept in. I should go back ASAP. Mira's probably going insane. Dude! Hey! You can't just vanish for an entire night. Is everything okay? You nod. I was worried. I'll prepare breakfast. Meet me at the porch at 10. Thanks. Where were you? In the forest. I had to deal with something. I told you it was a bad idea. It wasn't. I had to get it out of my system. One last time I had to feel the pain and sorrow of what I've done. And now, it's time to fix my mistakes. Miru sighs in relief. But no more nightly forest adventures without supervision. You know how dangerous it can be. Especially in such a place. I'm fine. But I'm not. Consider my feelings before you do something like this, please. I'm not letting you guilt trip me into giving you a poundy coupon. Why not? It's the perfect I'm sorry present. I like your titties. They hate you. I can see that. I'm wearing underwear. The no poundy rule is in effect. So I break rules all the time. Come, let's see if there's some breakfast waiting. You still drink that shit every morning? If you did the same, you wouldn't be so skinny. I'm pretty sure that I'm stronger than you. You're on. You know your muscles are just for show, Grim. Look incredibly good, but there's not much behind it. I might not look as ripped as you, but I've got the strength. Sure, Grandpa. I believe in you, Grim. It seems like I arrived at the right time. Hi, I'm Katarina. I'm Miru. Nice to meet you. Cat, shut up and concentrate on the lift. You hang the bar back in. Easy. Easy? That was the warm-up. Cool, cool, cool. You fucking asshole. I'm happy to see you too. You know I am. How did you know? Did you know I was here? Yeah, Dylan called Scarlet. I figured the more people would talk you into staying, the better. Man, you got big. Are you talking about my tits? Yeah. I know, right? Dude, out of nowhere. But you got big too. Nice body. And now put that nice body to use. First real sex. Oh boy. We do five and see who fails first? Yes. How long have you two been together for? For 5 years, 3 months, and 11 days. That's a long time. I wouldn't mind another 20 years. I can't go any higher without risking an injury. Still, I didn't expect you to make the first set. I'm glad you're not just a washed-up little princess. Don't leave again. Aww. So how's college going, Kat? She blows out a lot of air. Well, college is going super good. And yeah, fuck college. Language. Since when is language important here? The rule was not to swear too much when Helen's around, unless the insults are directed at that woman at the gym or the Versace family. Are you still playing tennis? Dude, I'm the goddess of tennis. Do you know what people say when I enter the court? Who's that tart? They say nothing because they're in awe. I'm thinking about going pro next year. And for that, you would have to leave college? Yes. As you can imagine, my mom isn't very thrilled about it. You can always go pro after your degree. But I hate college. It's so tedious. But you have something to fall back on in case going pro doesn't work out. Are you saying I'm not good enough? I'm saying you could always accidentally injure yourself and your career be over. If everything goes downhill, I can still do porn. Don't look so disgusted, jerk. Thanks for killing my high. Grim, when Katie arrives, please do not let it escalate. Yeah, be cool, Grim. You act like I'm the bad guy here. I'll make sure Grim doesn't go full jerk. Hey, you're supposed to be on my side! Then be a nice boy. Morning, Helen. Morning. Morning, Helen. I have prepared your favorite in the kitchen. Helen smiles. Where is Lucas? The fat boy should be here soon. Who's Lucas? Kat, be nicer to him. Is Scarlet coming too? Mm-hmm. She is so gonna slap me. No, she'll be happy to see you. $20 that she'll slap me. You're on. That was for Helen! Did you two bet on me? Oh, Scarlet. You're still as annoying as you were back then. But damn, did I miss you. Damn it, Grim, now you're making me cry. It's so good to see you, boy. You too. Where is Lucas? He should be here soon. Hi, I'm Scarlet. Nice to meet you, I'm Miru. You're an Asian with bright eyes. Very beautiful. Thank you. Hey, a pretentious art gallery called and they want their tiny little hat back. Fuck you, Grim. I see that some things never change. In some outfits, she now looks like a vintage porn star. Thank you, honey. That was not a compliment. I think it fits very well. Thank you. Did I miss a weightlifting battle? Grim and Dylan had one. I'll show you a pic later. You took a picture? Of course, the hug you two shared was beautiful. Oh, I want it in a frame. Make one for Helen, too. Speaking of the curvy devil, where is she? She's in the kitchen. She hasn't changed. She did. After Helen's accident, she got weird. She's just worried. She lost Joe, and then there was the possibility of losing Helen. She got more stricter with me and Lucas. Back in the day, she said we should do what makes us happy. It's permanently on my ass about college and stuff. Tennis makes me happy, not college, for fuck's sake. Wait, what do you mean lost Joe? Joe's in prison. They found his weapons stash? Which one of them? He had fallen out with one of the crate gang cars. Dad almost killed him. Quite a lot changed when he went to prison. Crate would have never expanded this far, but the families are scattered throughout the wind, and so are the MCs. Morning. Morning, Lucas. Hey, Grim, it's really good to see you. Hey, Lucas, it's good to see you, too. Hi, I'm Miru. What have you been up to? Besides masturbating. Katarina, why don't you just move out? Why don't you ever leave the house, Jabba? I am outside. Yeah, when there's food. I won't have this here. Damn, I hope Joe's okay. I hope he dropped the soap once in a while and learned his lesson. Ew. I don't like the way she looks at me. There's something brewing on the horizon. Yay, smoothies. Which one is what? Just take one. They're all excellent. I'll just take this one then. I'll just take the other one, thank you. We never had such an awesome breakfast. I'm pretty sure it's just a one-time thingy here. It's not, we do this every day. You three too? Yes, we're here every morning, provided I don't have to work. Since when? After Joe went to prison and we lost another one of our group, we came up with this idea. This here is a privilege and we have to stay together. What about Leah? She doesn't join us often. She always finds excuses. Well, no, she just tells us she has no interest. And Katie? She's usually always here. Sometimes she also brings Zoe. Just not today. They were at a rave, which I missed because of the stupid college. Shut up. I hope Joe's gonna join when he gets out of prison. Why wouldn't he, dumbass? Helen grabs her earlobe. Ow, ow! I'm sorry. When is he getting out? In around 3 weeks. And you better be here when that happens. Everyone looks at you. A few seconds of silence go by. I'm sure Grim will make the right decision for once. Can I have the butter? Miru, was it, right? Yes. What do you do for a living? I'm a personal trainer for general fitness and martial arts. Can you fight? Can she fight? I'd rather fight empty 84 raccoons before I'd fight her. That sounds oddly specific. I got a black belt in BJJ. Blowjob job? Sorry, no need to get up. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but I primarily focus on my family's fighting style. Do you have your own gym? No, I was just an employee. There's a lot of real estate here if you ever consider opening your own. What are you doing for a living, Grim? Modeling? Thanks, but no, I'm also a personal trainer and a bad author. He gives you a look. I've heard you read a lot. See if I can get a copy for you. She smiles. Not, I certainly don't want her to read an erotic novel written by me. Ah, Helen, they figured out whose semen was found in the dispenser. It was actually a doctor's. Seriously? We're eating. Yeah, disgusting. Stop looking at my food. If even one piece goes missing, so will you, again. I'm gonna help Helen with washing the dishes. I'm sure we've got a dishwasher. It's just another way to say I'll spend some time with person X. What? Nothing. Don't look at me. Your feud has gotten a lot worse from when I last saw you two. She just thinks she's better than everyone else now because she won a few trophies. I don't think I'm better than anyone else. I'm not like Dana. I just insult you for being such a lazy fat ass. It seems like Lucas is having some serious confidence issues due to the constant nagging of Katarina. Hey Lucas, why don't I take you to the gym with me sometime? Oh, I'd like to, but you're too lazy. Shut up, Kat. I'd like to come with you sometime, thank you. Great. What's wrong, Kat? Huh? You're pretty harsh on Lucas. What happened to you? What, nothing? She almost lost a debt. Shut up, you fucking idiot. Relax. What happened? Oh God, you guys annoy me. I'll go and train now. She gracefully jumps over the fence. What happened? You remember Dana? Dana Horizon? Of course, I used to call her Knee. She played tennis for a few years but stopped when she became a big time lawyer. Her and Katrina always had some kind of rivalry going on, and Katrina knew that Dana was out of practice for quite some time now, so she challenged her. And she lost? She was about to lose when suddenly it started raining like hell and the game had to be canceled. And since then, Kat is going crazy about her training. She has self-doubts now. I guess. Huh, neat. I haven't seen her in forever. And she's a lawyer now? A super successful lawyer. Seems like she changed a lot. She was always super kind. She still is. She's very nice to me. I just heard that they call her Demon in court. That's so not fitting. Back then, she couldn't even hurt a girl that punched her. Hey, I saw they have an aesthetic club here. Oh, we could have a quick workout. Helen and I also go there. Who's that woman Helen hates? Oh, you knew about that? Yeah, Kat mentioned it. Yeah, there's someone who always wants to be the center of attention. Ah, I see. She stole the spotlight. Dylan lets out a laugh. I don't like your attitude, boy. Alright, Lucas, you're coming with us. Not today. I first need to buy sport clothes. No excuse is gonna save you next time. Let's go. Thanks for the breakfast. She smiles a little. Will you still be here? Some of us actually work, Grim. She squints her eyes. But yeah, I might still be here. Great, I'll see you later. Going to the gym again. Nice. Lads. Oh damn, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. That's alright, it was my bad. I didn't look where I was going. Arms? Yeah, it's been a while since I trained my toothpicks. Ah damn! He's gotta wait. We haven't eaten burgers in a while. Last week. That's what I said. I think she's struggling to get it back up. Yeah. Careful there. Thank you. No problem. The girl gives you a kind smile, and you go on your way. Yo. I'm be like, I have no interest in her. You mean it's an open relationship, sexy stuff? Yeah, I mean if she's cool after we get to know her. Wormy in need, save. You're a professional wormy handler. Man, I thought I could handle it. You idiot. I told you to wait for me. You took too long. Thanks, though. No problem. Wow. You twitch as the blue-haired girl screams out. Oh my god. What? Holy shit, do you know who that is? Are you famous, or... You? Are you his girlfriend? Yes. She whispers something to Miru. Yes, he is. Zoe, what? Oh no! I can't believe you two didn't recognize each other. Katie, you moron! Look at him and tell me... I almost said you Mormon! Katie, you Mormon! Look at him and tell me who else had black hair and heterochromia. Katie's face turns pale as she stares at you. You're back? Oh god. Fuck this, it can't get any worse. You look weird. You look weird. Alright, let's break this up for now. Grim, don't you just leave again. Do you still want to do her? Fuck off. I'll never let you live that down. Let's just keep training. Hi, I'm Kaya. Hey, Kaya. I'm a trainer and I haven't seen you here before. I just wanted to welcome you. Thanks. My girlfriend over there is also new. Oh, well, I should welcome her, too. Are we gonna finish up? Give me a second. What? You accidentally pushed over her water. Why would you do that? I didn't see it there. Of course you did. You did this on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose, you stupid fuck. Get away from me, you fucking jerk. God, Lord, some water! What? You should be nicer. She's an ass to me, too. So does this give you the right to treat her the same? Are you on her level? That is very Asian. He just got an ass chewing. Let me give you a smack with a dumbbell. I'm just saying, somebody has to make the first step. Let's go up there for a second. I really don't want to interact with them. But I do. Let's go back and fuck. Ah, yeah, that's not gonna work. Come on, I'll even cream pie you. Excuse me, ladies. Miru, you fuck nugget, wait. Hi. Katie rolls her eyes. Ah, hello! Are you two interested in joining the yoga course? Yoga fire! Sure. No. I've been telling you for so long that you need some mobility. Imagine all the freaky positions we could do. Disgusting. Well, think about it. Come, let's go! Many voices mumbling over each other. Okay. Listen, guys, consistency is key. That's all there is. Work out, eat good, and you'll be fine. Genetics don't matter for the first 10 years. Just keep going, you'll get there. Hey! Damn, dude, how'd you get in here? Did somebody see you? No, I'm a ninja. Ma'am, what are you doing? Ma'am, this is inappropriate. You really need to wash your wormy. Leave my wormy alone. Miru wets her fingers. Come. Here? Yes. Do we really want to be banned again? Worth it. Well, this just became a not safe for work video. Fine. Elegantly, she moves her ass towards your crotch. She wiggles her butt up and down to move your member between her cheeks. Miru grabs her titty and stimulates herself while her ass massages your member. You slide the glands gently inside her tight, wet pussy, slowly working your way to stretching her enough for the main course. Wait, slowly. Tight nugget. You wanted a quickie, you'll get one. Don't be too loud. Keep your moans inside of you. You know I can't keep my moanies moan. Your moans wormy. Be quiet! How could I if you push it completely in? Do you think they'll realize that we can't see them? That we can see them? Miru's hole is adjusted to your size. With every stroke, you satisfy her desire for your dick. Gently, you fuck Miru against the cold wall. She moans sweetly as your body caresses hers. A slight jiggle of her breasts, her moans, and her warm, wet pussy bring you closer to the edge. She looks deeply into your eyes. Give me my fix. I need it badly. Deep? As deep as possible. Slow, deep, and hard. You pump your load deep inside of her. Her pussy walls contract as she receives your fertile seed. Her legs tremble slightly. Now sneak back to the girls' section. Thanks for welcoming us. You find Miru just staring into the gym. What's up? There's something in Katie's eyes, something I can't decrypt right now. Her body language is weird. She isn't stupid, she knows how to manipulate people. I'm staying neutral. Talking about stupid, remember Reynolds? I remember that he was so into you and you broke his heart in a very cruel way. As you might remember, he stole your phone and wrote some very special messages to Daphne, which should lead me to believe you wrote them. If you hadn't fucked him up, I would have. You know I'm your personal up-fucker, and I only accept cream pies as your payment. Alright, let's head back. Well, I have a date with my clan. Your virgin clan can rot. How dare you? These brave men are... Yeah, they're probably virgins, but hey, don't insult my friends. I gotta see if I can reach Leah. She's not answering. Yo! Huh? Leave me alone! Do you know where I can find Monica? Monica? Which Monica? Cybert, the cop. Why? I need to talk to her about Ellen's case. She hates you. So I do a lot of other people. I wouldn't care less. I won't tell you. Are you stupid? It's for Helen. You dare to. This is all your fault. How is Helen's accident my fault? You destroyed this family. Oh, really? That means it's your fault. You know what you did. And you know what you did. I'll tell you where you can find Monica. If you do something for me. What is it? Give me something from Stephen's. And what? I feel like a chicken burger. Yeah, give me a chicken burger menu. Money? You pay, fucker. A chicken burger. What sauce did the BB want? Spicy! I hope you like it hot. Number 42, now I have to wait. You smile back at him. Your orders, sir. That was a woman. Oh, thank you. Stefan's Burgers, ass face. Took you long enough. Monica. Yeah, let me eat first. No way. Tell me or I'll eat it myself. Alright. She lives at 24th Beverly Homes. Great. I hope you didn't touch my fries. Wait, where are the fries? Oh, you mean these? You asshole. Hot burger. This is the place. I like spicy burgers. A guy with a relatively small frame opens the door. He stares at you, visibly intimidated. Hello? Hello, does a Monica Sabert live here? Yes, and you are? I'm an old friend. Yeah, friend. She should be home any minute. I guess you can wait in here. Come in. Thanks. From where do you know Monica? We were friends back in the days, also classmates. I see. You're her boyfriend? Yes. My name is Benjamin, but you can call me Ben. Nice to meet you, Ben. Sounds familiar. I was surprised to see Monica become a cop. I remember she wanted to do something with gardening. It wasn't what she initially planned to become, but there was this one guy that really wronged her. Oh no. And since then, she wanted to bring justice to the world and become a cop, a very successful cop. Everything okay? Do you want something to drink? Thanks, but no. May I ask why do you want to speak to her? It's about Helen. Monica was leading the investigation on her case. Helen Zane? Yes. So you must be Grim. I saw Katie here and there. I've heard about that case. Monica was going on and on about it. Really? Why? She said there was a lot of inconsistencies. That sounds suspicious. The case was really something else. It really brought her down when they suddenly had to drop it. Why did they do that? You hear some keys rattling. There she is. Hey! Ah, hey! The traffic was horrible! Please don't shoot me. An old friend of yours is here. Huh? An old friend? Who? Grim Zane. What? You have the audacity to come to my place? Hey, what up? Monica laughs in disbelief. Hey, Mon? What's going on? Remember the guy that made me become a cop? You just met him. Oh. I can't believe it. I'm here because you led the investigation on Helen's case. Yup, and now get the hell out of my apartment. Please, Monica. Please, Monica! Don't you dare! Calm down, honey. I'm really sorry for how I treated you. Oh, you're sorry? Oh, that'll... Ben, can you leave us alone for a second and get the bags out of the car? Yes. What you did to me. I know what I did to you. I'm sorry. Your sorry would totally bring back my virginity. You stay silent. You deflowered me in your aunt's kitchen and then never spoke to me again. And she hissed at him. And then you left me on the kitchen table. Your semen dripping out of me and half the people there run in on me. Monica, I know what happened. I was there. You're the biggest asshole I've ever met! No argument there. What kind of a human being does that to someone? There's more to it than you might think, but you're right. It doesn't excuse what I did. Oh, and the best part, thanks to that bitch Leah, the entire school called me a cum dumpster. Monica exhales loudly. But I am a professional and this crap lays behind me. Why are you here? Benjamin told me the investigation suddenly got dropped. Yes, it was an order from the chief. The chief? Abigail Spencer. I know that name from somewhere. She's Helen's best friend. Right, but she didn't live here. She moved here shortly after you disappeared and promptly got promoted. Why did she drop it? Because it was an order. She doesn't handle mob-related cases anymore. She's not the highest rank? Of course not. How can I find out more? You can't. The case is closed and that's it. That's certainly not it. Helen isn't talking. She isn't talking anymore. The trauma caused to her. Since when do you care about anyone but yourself? Stop projecting the way I treated you on how I treat Helen. Oh, right. You ran away out of love. Why didn't I see it? You really showed her how much you love her. Sociopath. All right. I'm sure that's all you're going to tell me. I'll tell you the same as I told Leah the bitch. It was taken over by the feds who handle mob-related cases now, and that's it. Neither I nor the great Abigail could do anything. Leah talked to you? Yes? Why did that pale nugget send me here? Why did you disappear? I had to. You know what? I don't even want to know. You're an asshole that I never want to see again. I'll leave now and see if I can find Abigail. She ignores you. Thanks, Mon. I want to say that, but I think it'll make things worse. Or maybe not. Helen? Hey! Her happiness about my return is fading. She is shifting into what I fear most. Can I help you with something? She shakes her head. Helen snaps her fingers. She points at the lawn. Lawn? She nods. I'll do it. The lawn looks totally fine. She wants him to mow the lawn? Yep, I hope it's still working. Helen flips her fingers and points to her ear. Headphones? She nods. Here. She gives you a subtle smile which vanishes half a second later. All done. She takes a look at the freshly mowed lawn and gives you an approving nod. Helen holds a bottle of sunscreen in front of you. You want me to put it on to you? Helen just stares at you. Okay. I did take a massage course a couple of months ago. The way you touch and pressure certain areas can stimulate a person into a certain direction. Miru does respond to the sensual one very well, but I know this massage is a chance to arouse. It's a positive feeling. It won't hurt her, and she might like it as much as Miru. Done. I hope you enjoyed it. Someone enters your peripheral view. Ugh. Hey. Hey. I spoke to Monica. Leah walks past you. Anne? She certainly remembers me. She said it was an order from Angel Spencer. You mean Abigail? Ah, yes. That's not news. How would I know what's news and what isn't? She's Helen's best friend? Indeed. We should talk to her. Do you think she has something to do with it? No, Abigail is. She'd never betray her. Then we should talk to her. Did you know that when I called you, I assumed you got fat? Why would you think that? I was always an athletic nut. I don't know. I think I was picturing you in the worst possible state. Just to comfort my mind. Sorry to disappoint you. You're good at that. Also, you pale-ass nugget, you talked to Monica already. Why did you even send me to her? First contact had to be established. I need you to get closer to Monica. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Excuse me? I'm not doing that to her. We need her to get more information. Mm-hmm. I will not be manipulating her. This is the wrong time for her. If I have the chance, I'll make it up to Mon. But I will not, under any circumstances, play her. And neither will you. Oh? Do you still have feelings for her? Yes, after all this time, I just can't forget about the girl I left without blinking an eye. And she is actually the reason I came back. I got it. I'll see you later. Talk to me when you're ready to talk to Abigail. I'm ready. I'm not. I'll have to work. What do you do for a living? Did you join? She chuckles as she walks away. Ugh. Let's see where the Asian nugget is. Hiding. I'll kill you. Apparently you couldn't even kill the enemy, fucking loser. What did you do? While I was playing. Oh, I met up with Monica. What? Really? Why'd you go without me? You were busy. Yeah, but this is more important than gaming. Your mini-brain might have missed some clues. I didn't. She got told to drop the case by Abigail. Apparently she's Helen's best friend. Why would she do that? I hope to get this answer when Leah and I meet up with her. Again, without me? You can come with us. Good. By the way, who was this someone else? The one you were in love with? It doesn't matter. It's just some chick I used to know, and as you might know, it didn't work out. Yeah, the typical signs of you trying to avoid an unpleasant conversation. I'll respect it, and I will not dig, but I'm here when you want to talk. How much longer will we stay? Well, it could... I'd be lying if I said I'm surprised. Yes, but I don't want to leave just now. If I leave just out of the blue, I will leave something behind that's much worse than before. Continue. Before I came back here, there was nothing. Now that I'm here, there's a cracked mirror, and the mirror needs to be repaired before it completely shatters. Do you get what I mean? I do. Alright, I knew from the second we arrived that we wouldn't be leaving soon. You're the best. That I am. You said something about a cafe earlier? Oh, right. Daisy, we can go there if you want? I need some fresh air after this brutal defeat. Your clan sucked hard? Sometimes, yeah. But we still had a fun time. But you know how I feel about losing. Yeah, haha. And we're probably gonna meet up soon. Oh, a real-life meeting? Yeah, we've been gaming together for like 7 years now. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Dress up. I want to see the cafe. You arrive at Daisy's. Hello. Good day, sir. What can I get you? I can't believe it. You aren't fat anymore. Excuse me? Real smooth, dude. No way! Grim? Gina! Oh my god! I think your heel's in my ass. hyperventilating. I need a second here. You old dog. Hey, you were the dog. Hi, I'm Gina. I'm Miru. It's nice to meet you. You're so pretty. Thanks. Do the others know you're here? Yeah, they do. I arrived here yesterday. Katie knows? Yeah, I saw her today at the gym. That fucking bitch, why didn't she tell me? I think she's still coping. Gina flops to the ground. Now that I've seen you, a wave of nostalgia just hit me. What is that? I guess that means I got a special version or something? I miss you. I miss you too. My mother will, she will implode. She isn't here? Nah, today I'm holding the line alone. Oh God, am I wearing panties? Yeah, you are. Do you two want something to drink? I'd like a latte macchiato, double shot. And for you? One cappuccino, please. Of course, please take a seat. I miss this place. It does have this small cafe charm. Gina, do you remember when we locked Katie in here? Remember? My mom makes sure I don't forget. She sometimes uses it as an argument of why I can't be trusted. Even though you and Leah forced me to give you the keys. Oh, come on. It was fun. It was fun until my mom appeared out of nowhere. Good times. It's pretty empty here. We don't have that many guests anymore. Even the regulars are keeping their distance. Why? The gang. Great. This is their territory? They don't have a territory. It doesn't matter what they declare as their territory. There lays a lot of anger. I hate them. I want to see them dead. All of them. I swear, Grim, if you come up with there has to be another solution, I'll kill you. I agree with Gina. If one party plays outside the rules, the other has to do it too. That's how we did in Japan. Did what? Nothing. Yeah. Tom is one of them. Tom? Yes, my brother. What the fuck? He was such a nice guy. People change. This scum, I hate him. Gina sighs quietly. I met Monica today. You're so here. So she didn't shoot you. She was obviously happy to see me. I get it. She and I are still friends. Really? Of course. Just because you wronged her doesn't mean I have to hate her or you. I thought she hated everyone that is in any way connected to me. Katie and Zoe are also cool with her. She only hates you and Leah and Man, justifiably. How are you and Leah? Nothing anymore. We say hello if we see each other, but that's about it. Leah's not the same person you used to know. In what way? You'll find out eventually. What was Grim like back in the days? An absolute jerk. In fact, he was so jerky that even the school bully called Grim a jerk. How did you two meet? Grim stole my lunch money. No, seriously? Yeah, I told my mother and she went to Grim's to give him a mouthful. I remember, haha. You were hiding behind Daisy. It took me a while to realize you were also there. But my mother and Helen talked and found out they have much in common. I got grounded for 4 weeks. Then Leah and I wanted to get back at Gina. We had the perfect plan. We caught a little snake in the forest and wanted to hide it in Gina's school backpack. It didn't come to that? No, we were looking for her, but we couldn't find her. Then we heard that she was in the ladies' restroom crying. And then the person told us why she was crying. You could call her bratwurst or bacon-wrapped bean, but don't go on her skin color. Some people made fun of you for being black? Yeah, we definitely didn't have that many blacks back then. You also forgot the part when my brother wanted to beat you up. Oh, right. Yeah, I beat him up instead. That didn't go well for him. But I respected him for trying. Anyway, I sent Leah to the bathroom to comfort Gina, and I started looking for the guy that said those horrible things to her. Did you beat them up? No, they totally fucked me up. There's like 7 of them, and for one reason I thought I could handle 7. Cocky, cocky, cocky. That was the time when Daisy took a liking to me. I stood up for little Gina. We got those guys eventually, but I needed to talk to Leah first, as some things we did aren't exactly legal. And then we became friends. Yeah, we did. Grim always said that many girls were into him. True or false? True. He was tall, Italian heritage, his black hair combined with ultra-rare trait of 2 different eye colors. It was so annoying when groups of giggling girls came by. Especially Leah hated it. You remember, right? The theater fiasco. She was in a theater group and they did a performance. Everyone was there, friends, family, teachers. In the middle of performance, she screamed from the stage to the entire hall to some girls to shut the fuck up. They were sitting with me and we were just talking. They were giggling a lot, getting quite handsy, the usual. Leah freaked out on stage in front of everyone. She got suspended, right? Yeah, for a week. It was amazing. All evidence now points at Grim being an asshole. I'm not an asshole anymore. I swear. Right. You came in here with a line about me not being fat anymore. Not a hey, Gina, it's me, your boy. No. What did Grim and Leah do to Katie? That's a very broad topic. A lot of thingies went down. I think Katie should tell you herself, then you're out Grimm's version. The truth should be somewhere in the middle, with a slight tendency to Katie. How did you two meet? I'll tell you that some other time. I'll hold you to that. Alright, guys. That's all we're doing for this one for this month. Sorry I couldn't do it daily like I wanted to, but it'd be like that sometimes. So I'm holding off Race of Life because I've just read like 2 hours. I haven't eaten anything. I'm fucking starving. And I kind of want to play some games and not read anything for a little bit. Also, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to see Superman, so I'm not really going to have time to do much of anything. We will do some games and shit afterwards, but not for long because he's got to be up early the next morning. So I might get to do Race of Life, I might not. I don't know. It depends on how I feel after Superman and eating and all that. But, because they're going to steakhouse and all that, so I don't know. It's been a while since I've had a good steak. But at any rate, guys, I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more. And I actually like this one better than Summer's Gone so far. But I like this Where It All Began, and we'll have more of it, rather, in September. I'll try to do it on that last week of July. It just depends on what we got going on. If you guys like it, I'll definitely try to bring more to you on that last week, because we got like a whole, let's see, yeah, we got like a whole 3 or 4 days I can play around with it. We'll see what I do. All right, I'm out.